Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning page Pei Beis Amud Beis, page 164. We're continuing in this very, very long Simen Shin Aleph, where we're talking about things you are and are not allowed to go out into Rosh HaSarabim, carrying, wearing on Shabbos. So tonight, we're going to Be'ez Hashem learn Si'ifim, Lamed, Lamed Aleph, and Lamed Beis. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Si'if Lamed, Mutal Lassis per Rosh HaSarabim, Betal Lassavif Atzavar. A person is allowed to go out into Rosh HaSarabim with the talus around his neck, and the Ramah's comment we already read yesterday, because this Ramah, we pointed out, really belongs on the previous Si'if. The Mishnah Berurah had pointed it out, that when he writes, even though the Tzad Yamin is on the left shoulder, because that's the Derech Levisha, that was going on the previous Si'if. So says the Mishnah Berurah, B'tal Saviv Atzavar, Veinza Sosa L'Sif HaKodem. This is not a stira to what we said yesterday, D'mayri B'medina Shnagul Lotzis Kenu B'chol B'Bateyem, because we're talking about a place, rather, where it's normal for people to walk like that, to wear their garment like that. And therefore, even if it's scrunched up and wrapped around your neck, that's still considered okay. The derech malbush husham, because in such places, that's the way it's worn. And that's going to be similar to the sudar, meaning if you wear a scarf and you wear it like a scarf, so then that's a malbush. Then that's the way you're supposed to wear it. So if it's a place where that's how they wear a talus, meaning you're in a shul where everyone wears a talus like a scarf, so that's considered to be the derech malbush in that place. If you're in a place where nobody wears a talus that way, then it's not the derech malbush. And as far as what the Ramah has to say over here, that really belongs on the last sif. The Be'er Agra sounds like he explains this sif. That when the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to go around with your talus around your neck, that's only talking about the top of the talus is wrapped around your neck. But the length of the talus still flows down your back. It's more like a cape rather than just like a scarf. And that's what the Ramah comments on, and it is in the right place. It is on the sif. That even if that which is on the right side goes on your left shoulder, it's also mutar mishum derech lav shokach v'huli esnaus, because that's the way that people would oftentimes wear it. Ufi perusha shayich din zagam b'medina senu. And if that's what it means, then this is not a stirut anything we said earlier, and you don't have to say that we're talking about two different places. That in a place where they wear a talus like a scarf, so that's derech malbush. In a place where they don't wear a talus like a scarf, then it's not derech malbush. No, you don't have to say any such tikkulich tayra, because over here we're not talking about wearing it like a scarf. We're talking about wearing it like a cape. So wearing it like a cape, that's called derech malbush. Si'if lamid aleph. Hayotze mu'utav betaliso. If a person goes out wrapped in his talus, v'kipla mikanu mikan biyado al ksefo, and he folds it over, from on either side in his hand or on his shoulder. If he's trying to gather up the corners of his talus so that they don't get dirty or that they don't tear, aser, that's aser. But if you're pulling it together, you're pulling the corners together because that's the way it looks nicest and that's the way people wear it, that's mutter, that's considered derech malbush. But that's only in their talisos, which was just one big square. Aval malbushim didan, but our typical clothing, our talisos are like that, but our typical clothing, kshu lavish bem motzi yadav mitocha, when you're wearing them and you pull your arm out, mutu litfos ksasim biyadolag biyam, you're allowed to pick up a little, the corner of it with your hand to elevate the clothing, kadeshalo yisvach lu shulav betito, kadeshalo ya'akvu lalechas, because in order that it shouldn't get in the way of you walking quickly, sometimes you're wearing long clothing, it's hard to walk like that, so you want to pick it up so your legs will have a little more freedom, or that the bottom of the garment shouldn't get dirty, so that's mutter, because it's still derech malbush, because we have sleeves and we have other things that indicate that you're really wearing it, and that it's not just something that you're carrying through a Rosh HaSarabim. Sivkat and Kufta Zayin, Niskavin L'Kabit Knafav, Hainu Shnotol Shneya K'tzavu Shalafanav L'Achrov L'Tzad Yamin, V'chein Shal Tzad Smol, V'kiplan V'gbiyan Al Yadu Al K'sav. seifo. You take the two corners, that the one in front of you and behind you on your right side, and the one in front of you and behind you on your left side, and you fold them up and you lift them up over to your shoulder. And this is not like what we spoke about yesterday, where the entirety of the talus is on your shoulder. Over here we're talking about where you're just taking the corners, the edges, and you're putting it on your shoulder. And that's why in this seif, it really depends what your intention is. If your intention is to protect it from getting dirty, that's carrying. But if your intention is to wear it in the way that is most appealing, then that's wearing. As opposed to in Sif Chavtes, where it didn't depend on your intention, and we just said your chayiv, it's because the whole thing was around your neck and on your shoulders, and was not... And it was not derech malbush at all. Sivkat and kuf yudzayin av malbushim didan. But our clothing, atam da'kati nishrul avetzim abeged derech malbush. With our clothing, even if you pick up the corners, you're still wearing it like a malbush. U'mashem v'achronim da'afal pikein in lahakel b'magbiya k'tzas. And still, we can only be makel if you lift it a little bit. Avalo lagbiya harbe ulusitam tachas azra. But not to lift it up all the way to right underneath the armpit. Dinasa kemarzev. That becomes like a marzev, which is, a certain way of wearing the clothing, which is not wearing it. Kuf yilches umotzi yad of mitocha, and you take your hand out from our style clothing. That's still called that you're wearing it. Mashma dikshenu motzi yad of mitochan kigon mentalik shel nashim ol shul mantel shel ashkenazim asul agbiyim. Sounds like that if you don't pull out your arm from inside of them, like certain types of garments, you're not allowed to lift it up. They'll have derech malbushu, because it's not derech malbush. Meaning, I don't know what these garments look like. I'm sure there's some picture mishaburas that maybe show you what they look like. But the point is it derech malbush or is it not derech malbush? Meaning, is it when you're lifting it up in this way and that way, are you still wearing it like a normal item of clothing? If you're still wearing it like a normal item of clothing, then you're allowed to wear it out into Rishos Rabim. When we come up near a day in lahachmir alagvia harbe, that we shouldn't be machmir unless you're lifting it up a lot. But not if you're just lifting up a little bit, that shouldn't drag on the dirt, because that's still considered to be enough of a derech levisha, enough of a normal derech levisha. Okay, seif lamed beis hayotze b'maus hatzurim lo besadino chayiv. If a person goes out with money wrapped in a cloth on Shabbos, he's chayiv. Says the Rama, avol bebayis mutarim tzorich lo, afilu enim tzurin, rak shei menukavin. In the house, it's not a problem if you need it. And even if they're not wrapped up, they're just, but the money itself is punctured, that there's a hole in the coins themselves. We'll see why. We'll see what that means. Says the Mishaburah, Sivkat and Kuf Yutes, chayiv, derech hotzaihi. It's normal derech hotzaihi to walk out with money wrapped in a cloth. V'uadim k'shiyotzi l'chutz same is true if money's in your pocket. That's a normal way of carrying. But if you're in the house or you're within an Erev where there is no Isra of Hotza, then it's going to be mutter in the way that we're about to explain. So it's mutter to be wearing this cloth if you need it. Some say Mtsarachlo means that you're afraid to leave it behind because people might steal it. But just the fact that you need the cloth would not be enough for you to be allowed to carry the money that's in it. We said that if the money has a hole in it, that makes it okay. Why? If you put a hole in it, it's not mukta. Why? Because then it becomes like a charm that you could put onto a necklace, because a hole, the necklace goes through the hole and hangs on the necklace. Vayin bebir agrasha kasav dezekai gam aresha. Bir agrasha is going on the resha as well. Dahainu b'tur m'sadinu b'aygam ken menukavim. That even when it's wrapped in a cloth, it also needs to be punctured. V'taymo di loyim inokav ma'yosel l'tatal gam asadin. Nasa basas l'mosh, it's our betocho, mer of Shabbos. Because if it were not punctured, then the entire sadin is mukta because it becomes a basas l'davar aser. So you need to make the money not mukta. How do you make the money not mukta? You make it a usable charm that you can put on a necklace, and then it becomes not mukta. So to review what we learned tonight, we learned three things. First, we learned that the Shulchan Aruch either is allowing us to wear a talus as a scarf when that's the derech malbush in that place, or he just scrunching up the top of the talus around the neck like a cape, right? Two interpretations of what the Shulchan Aruch meant that we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. Second, we said that if you gather up the corners of your beged onto your shoulder, it depends what your intention is. If it's to protect from being torn or getting dirty, that's aser. But if it's to make the clothing look nice and to flaunt your nice clothing, that's mutter, that's derech malbush. And then we said that you're not allowed to go out with money wrapped in a cloth, but you can carry them around the house if the money is punctured and could be used as a necklace, and you've therefore solved the muktza problem in that way. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with Se'ifim Lamed Gimel through Lamed Vav. Everyone have a wonderful evening.